Time-driven jet feedback in idealized simulations of galaxy groups and clusters, by Philip Husko et al. We implement a black hole spin evolution and jet feedback model into SWIFT, a smooth particle hydrodynamics code. The jet power is determined self-consistently assuming Bondi accretion, using a realistic, spin-dependent efficiency. The jets are launched along the spin axis of the black hole, resulting in natural reorientation and precession. We apply the model to idealized simulations of galaxy groups and clusters, finding that jet feedback successfully quenches gas cooling and star formation in all systems. Our group size halo, M200 equals 10^13 Imsun, is quenched by a strong jet episode triggered by a cooling flow, and it is kept quenched by a low power jet fed from hot halo accretion. In more massive systems, M200 is greater than or equal to 10^14 Imsun. Hot halo accretion is insufficient to quench the galaxies, or to keep them quenched after the first cooling episode. These galaxies experience multiple episodes of gas cooling, star formation and jet feedback. In the most massive galaxy cluster that we simulate, M200 equals 10^15 Imsun, we find peak cold gas masses of 10^10 Imsun and peak star formation rates of a few times 100 MSUNYR1. These values are achieved during strong cooling flows, which also trigger the strongest jets with peak powers of 10^47 ErgS1. These jets subsequently shut off the cooling flows and any associated star formation. Jet-inflated bubbles draw out low-entropy gas that subsequently forms dense cooling filaments in their wakes, as seen in observations. This was Spin-Driven Jet Feedback in Idealized Simulations of Galaxy Groups and Clusters, by Philip Husko et al.